a different perspective, reaching out to get all the voices that can complete the conversation for you today. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Find out more at stevegruber.com. Brand new, up and running, more content than you can imagine, stevegruber.com. You'll find this interview there a bit later on the podcast, so be sure to tell your friends at stevegruber.com. My next guest is Mo Vella, a lawyer, government advisor, and Hispanic leader, named one of the top 100 Hispanic voices and decision makers in the United States. He worked for Vice President Al Gore in the Latino Affairs Department and Director of Administration for Joe Biden. Mo, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Steve. Good morning, and I apologize ahead of time to you and your listeners. I'm at the Boston airport, so if there's background noise, I apologize.
Well, that's okay. Is it snowing?
It is snowing. It is actually quite beautiful to watch the trucks running around trying to clear the runway and get the tarmac ready.
Well, there you go, Mo. We'll do our best here. No big deal. Let's talk about your former boss, the guy you used to work for, Joe Biden.
Yes.
Still leading in the polls nationally, not doing well in Iowa or New Hampshire, says that doesn't matter. Coming through as a more moderate voice in a year that has produced some, I think it's fair to say, very left-wing ideas that aren't selling well in places like Iowa and New Hampshire. I would think that the vice president, former Vice President Joe Biden, would do well there, but he seems to be lagging behind. What's going on?
Oh, I think it's just it's typical campaign ebbs and flows, frankly. And I don't think he's peaked yet. I think he's in the middle of an 18-county Iowa tour as we speak. My understanding is that it's going quite well. It's the No Malarkey tour, as you probably read in the media.
Yep, I heard that. I also heard him say, it was unusual to me, but I heard Joe Biden say yesterday, we played the sound here a few minutes ago, that Iowa is growing and Iowa is moving. If Iowa is growing and moving, it sounds like an endorsement of Donald Trump, frankly.
Oh, I think, I think it's probably he's referring, I have no idea what he's referring to, let me be clear, but every part of the country is moving and growing, and I don't think that we can give all the credit to Donald Trump, nor should we not give him any credit at all. So I don't think that's where the vice president was headed with that. I think he was talking about the future, but I'm just guessing. Of course, I'm speculating.
Yeah, you've been around him a fair amount. Does it concern you when you see these gaffes? He seems to sometimes, and in fairness, lose track of where he is or say something that doesn't make a lot of sense. He seems to be gaffe prone. I think that's not new to Joe Biden. It's kind of been some of the things, kind of the aw shucks moments that he has along the way. But are they different now? Some people contend they're a bit worse than they used to be. Your thoughts?
Steve, I don't think they're worse at all. I think this is what makes Joe Biden such a beautiful and incredible human being, frankly. And I don't want to sound completely biased here because we have a field of very talented and amazing candidates. I just happen to know Joe Biden pretty well, and I love him very much and respect him. And no, I don't think they're different. I don't think they're worse. I don't think there's any more severity to them. This is what it makes him so real. I think this is why he's, had such an amazing, successful, and long career in public service, was because he's human. And I think that's what we can all relate to about him,
Yeah. Do you think that the questions, because there are questions, whether they like him or not, about his son Hunter's relationship with Burisma and Ukraine and other places like China, where Hunter Biden, let's be honest, he made a pile of money. It's good work if you can get it. I would have taken it. Get $1 million a year or more in a place where I don't know the language and don't know much about the industry. I mean, those are fair questions to ask, are they not?
I think the vice president's been in this business, his entire adult life, because it is late 20s. When he was elected to the U.S. Senate, I think he would be the first to tell you that every question is probably fair in politics and in public service. If you're going to put yourself out there, you're going to get these types of questions. So I don't disagree with you.
All right, fair enough. Mo Vella here.
By the same token, I think we have to be fair about how we ask these questions. And what I'm referring to is, we've got plenty of questions to ask about Trump business transactions and, inheriting $1 million or whatever the case may be.
The difference being, Mo, those happened when Donald Trump was a private citizen. The events we're discussing happened while Joe Biden was vice president of the United States. Very different, very distinct difference.
Do you want to, Steve, I'll tell you what, I'm not going to get in a tit for tat here.
I understand that,
all I want to say to you and your listeners, and again, with a lot of love and respect for all of you, is simply that if you're going to ask those questions, we should be asking them of all elected officials. That's all I'm saying.
I think that's fair, as long as, but elected officials being the key term there. Mo Vella here. He worked for Al Gore. He worked for Joe Biden. You've been involved in politics and policies for a long time. The impeachment hearings? You look at the polling. Independents don't seem to be buying the impeachment argument much anymore, but Democrats have gone all in on this. Joe Biden doesn't talk about much. In fact, none of the people out on the campaign trail talk about impeachment very much, which makes me think they know it's not a great issue for them. The issues that matter are kitchen table issues, the economy, how I'm going to pay for college, my utility bills. Those are things that work. What about this whole impeachment effort? Is it working for Democrats, do you think?
You know, I'll tell you what, I'm going to wait and see, frankly, before I make too definitive of a statement on it. I'm going to wait and see the results of all of it, right? I think we still have some hearings to go on the Judiciary Committee, and the report hasn't even come out yet from the Democrat side. And are there clearly two sides? Yes. You know, I went to law school, and the one thing you learn is there's, you know, a plaintiff and a defendant, right? And they both get to make their case. Steve, honestly, I'm going to wait to see it. Now, politically, do I think it could be, could it backfire on the Democrats? There's always that risk. Of course, there's always that
risk. Sure. Could be dangerous.
I think a lot of that will be dependent on the final outcome of the evidence and the facts.
All right, Mo, I'll take that. That's a fair response. That's fair. Let me ask you this. We got a couple of minutes left. I want to ask you about Michael Bloomberg getting into the race, him and his 55 billion friends, known as his cash, spending $30 million, I think, in the first buy here, but not polling very well. Joe Biden, your friend, your colleague, these many years, continues to lead the pack. Any concern about Michael Bloomberg? What does he bring to the race?
Oh, I think anybody who wants to run for office brings value to any race, and I really believe that. I may not agree with anybody who gets in, right, or everyone that gets in, but I think it's part of a beautiful democracy. So, look, he brings his mayoral experience. He brings his incredible business acumen. He's a proven and successful executive. Those are all traits that would serve him and our country well. So I think he brings a lot to the table. That said, as somebody who's working in the Latino community for many, many years, for several decades nationally, I don't think you're going to win in 2020 without the vast majority of the Latino vote. And I don't think they know who Michael Bloomberg is, frankly, outside of New York City. And so
you still think Joe Biden's a guy? I got about 20 seconds here to give you the last word, Mo. You still think when it's all said and done, your friend Joe Biden rises to the top?
I think I do. And I believe that, Steve, frankly, because I think with the electorate on our side of the aisle anyway, and hopefully the independents and moderates of the nation, are looking for stability, because what we get every day when we wake up right now is a lack of predictability.
Mo, I got to leave it right there. Mo Vella, okay. A good friend of Joe Biden's and a Hispanic lawyer. Good having you here. Enjoy the snow.
Steve, thank you. Have a happy holiday.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
The skills you can develop as a soldier in the Army National Guard can give you an edge in the high-tech job market of tomorrow. The Guard offers career training to take advantage of your skills in science, technology, engineering, and math that can help give you a leg up to a high-paying and rewarding STEM profession. Gain practical experience with emerging technology and equipment not found in the civilian world. The Army National Guard can get you started in an array of STEM-related career fields such as information technology, communication systems, special forces engineers, technical engineering, air traffic control, and chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear science. Get a head start on your career in an exciting new field while earning money to pay for college, all while serving in your own community. Log on to NationalGuard.com or talk to a recruiter in your area to learn about all of the STEM career opportunities available to you in the Army National Guard. Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
My husband was the love of my life. He started having headaches, and 1 month later, he passed away.
I really wish he could come back.
We ended up taking it out on each other, and we knew something needed to change, and then we heard about Ellie's Place.
Ellie's Place was special because everybody felt the same way I did.
Ellie's Place supports grieving children and teens throughout the year and especially during the holidays. To learn more about their special programs, visit elliesplace.org. Generously supported by Auto Owners Insurance.